involved in Gittin Chof Beisivan, Hetov Shalom Tes, June 70, 1979, Sunday continued.
And not only is the entrance into the Mishus, the entry into the Mishus of the Isha, fulfill, constitute a Nisine, but it also gives a title in the paper. In Malkocho, it gives a title in the paper. By virtue of the fact that it entered into her Mishus, as the Tishas Rit says. But according to this read, my Zikir is not Shaya, but the Shita is that my Zikir is also Shaya. So in other words, she can acquire, the Isha can acquire title in the paper on two grounds. Either on the basis of the Drosha of the Bishmoel, because the get entered the Rishus, that's in accordance with the Drosha of the Bishmoel, that the Nosam Yodo means Gashuso, or on the basis of the Drosha of Rabakime, because of the Maisi Kinyan, of Yad, or of Chotzer, and Chotzer Mitamyan is Havoye, because of Vinosam. So this requirement, that it has to be Yisebeni Daitebeni Malkocho, only applies to the Halocha of Rishus. It only applies to the Halocha of Rishus. In other words, Rishus is Kenev, get only if it is effective as a Rishus, Beni Daitebeni Malkocho. But if it is the kind of a Rishus that Bal Kocho is not effective as her Rishus, so maybe even Midaito is not effective. But it doesn't apply to the Kinyan through a Maisa Kinyan, and the way in accordance with the Drosha of Rabbi Akiva, of Vinosam Vinyoda, Vinosam Vinyoda twice. So the whole Aloche, the whole requirement of Isebei Daitbei Malkoche relates only to the Alfuse of Rabbi Shmuel, but it doesn't apply to the Alfuse of Rabbi Akiva. So Mele, as far as the Alfuse of Rabbi Akiva is concerned, where there is a Maizekinye of Yah, and Chatzero is also Yah, and it's a Maizekinye, so even if the Maizekinye is not effective by Midaitbei Malkoche, it can still be effective Midaitbei. The requirement of Ise Benidaitome Malkocho applies only to the Alfuse of Rabbi Shmuel, but it doesn't apply to the Alfuse of Rabbi Akiva. The Alfuse of Rabbi Akiva is that the Nisha can be Zeicha in the get on the basis of the Maisekinyan of Yad, or the Maisekinyan of Chotzer, which is in Tamgol in Sraboye. So, where the Zeicha in the get is on the basis of Rishus, in accordance with the Alfuse of Rabbi Shmuel, then there is a requirement of Isebei Daitebei Malkocho. Because what Rishus is Zeicha in the get to the Isha, if it is a Rishus that is effective by Daitebei Malkocho. But if it is a kind of Rishus that is not effective by Malkocho, so even Daito, it's not a Rishus that can be Kene the get for her. But where the Isha can be Kene the get on the basis of the Maisekin get, so then, there is no requirement of Isebei Daitebei Malkocho. And Teisa Shite is in accordance with the Shite or the Teisa Shant, that as far as the effectiveness of the Maisekinyan of Chotzer is concerned, so when is Chotzer effective as a Maisekinyan? Only if the Chotzer belongs to the Bala Chotzer first, and then this Chayfetz came into the Chotzer. But if the Chotzer was deposited in the Chotzer first, and then the Bala Chotzer became the owner of the Chotzer, then Chotzer is not the Maisekinyan. So, he's not the Maisekinyan. So, Mele, Abaye only says in the case of Kitor Hatzir or Boen Okeach. So there, Chotza cannot be effective with Tiras Maizikin on the basis of the Drosha of Minos Amidosa. So there, it could only be effective on the basis of the Drosha of Minos Amidosa or Yodobi Yeshu. So in regard to the Halachim of Chotzer as a Rishus, so there is a Yalfu say that when can Chotzer be Zeirin Beget B'tiras Rishus only if it is an effective Rishus Ben Daito Ben Malkocho. But if the Rishus is not effective Ben Daito Ben Malkocho, so Ben Daito is not an effective Rishus. But as far as the effectiveness of Chotzer on the basis of the Maisekinian of Chotzer, of Yadin Chotzer, in accordance with the Alfuse of Rabbi Akiva, of Inosam Yodo, Inosam Yodo is concerned, so they, we don't have a requirement of Isabel indicted in Bal Kochay. So we may, we can understand the thesis. We can answer the Kasha with Tveres Yaakov on thesis. Tveres Yaakov has the Kasha against thesis. Monarchy. If thesis says, and one of the thesis says that Isabel indicted Bal Kochay does not imply that in every specific situation it should be Isabel Bal Kochay. As long as in one situation, so it is Isabel Indicted Bal Kochay, so the Chotzer is effective in all situations. So then the question arises. So Chotzer Matone too. It is Isabel Kochay in Chatzir Shel Yakin Lachem. So Tesis gives the Teretz that it's not Isabel Kochay, even the Chotzer Shel Yakin Lachem. Why? Because it's the order to be Mavki. So the first Yaakov's Kashi is Monefsher. If it's not Isabel Kochay, even in the Chotzer Shel Yakin Lachem, so no Chotzer should be affected by it. Even the Chotzer Shel Yakin Lachem, and the Abaye is made that's a mission for Eshes, that Chotzer is effective. If the Chotzer is a Chotzer Shel Yakin Lachem, the Chotzer Shel Yakin Lachem. That's the Kasha of the Teres Yaakov. The answer is, an Isha can be Megereshes either on the basis of being Zeich in the Get, by virtue of the fact that the Get was put in her shoes, in accordance with the Drosha of Rabbi Shmuel, or she can be Megereshes because she was zeichin the get on the basis of the maizekinian in the get through the maizekinian of yad and chotzer in accordance with the drosha of Rabbi Akiva. So this requirement of isabim indicted bal kocho relates to the drosha of Rabbi Shmuel, but it doesn't relate to the drosha of Rabbi Akiva. And so then you ask, so every chatzir of gito boim keachot should be effective on the basis of a Maizekinye, the answer is Tesis Shite is like Tesis Shamas. So, where the get was, the chifetz was put first, and then he became an owner, the Baal Chotzer became the owner of the Chotzer, so then there is no Maizekinye of Chotzer. There is no Maizekinye of Chotzer. There is no Maizekinye of Chotzer. But according to Rabbi, she is still Megereshes, not on the basis of the Maizikin of Chotzer, but on the basis of being Kenyan Mele the Get, by virtue of the fact that the Get was put in her shoes. That's Rabbi. Sabaya says, the Kenyan of the Get, on the basis of the shoes, is only Shayach, if it's Isabel Midaitin in Bal Kocho. But here, if it's Kitab Hatzir Boy Keachot, it's not Isa Ben Yidaitet Bal Kocho, so maybe she cannot be Megereshes on the basis of Rishus. She cannot be Megereshes on the basis of Rishus. But if it's Hatzir Habol Ol Achamikam, so then she becomes Megereshes on the basis of the Maizeh Kinyan of Chotzer. Now we can answer Rabbi Kriya's Kasha also. What is Rabbi Kriya's Kasha? Koshon. Homikom lo ke mishkachas bechotze miktano, shehu bal kocho, de mihil hafti. So it's the Rabbi Meir has a kashe, since according to Tesis, as long as it's possible to be effective bal kocho in one specific situation, so that fulfills the requirement of his indicted bal kocho, so in Meile, every Chotzer is Isa Ben Yidaitet Bal Kocho, because we can visualize the case of the Chotzer of the Ktano, and Ktano Lav the Dazli, so the Hefker is no Hefker. So the hefker is no hefker. So since the hefker is no hefker, so mele, it is a benedictive alcohol. There is nothing in the world that Tana can do to prevent being divorced. If the husband wants to throw the get into her chotzer, so he can do so. And there is nothing in the world that the Tana can do to stop it. What can she do? She'll be mafkia. Her hefker doesn't mean anything. Because a cotton is not even das. So even if a cotton, let's say a cotton who yashit a chotzer from his father, a yosef, so then he decides to be mafkia chotzer. He doesn't become hefker. Because ktanu lag mi afkunanim. So we can visualize an iser being indicted with alcohol in one case, and then it can be visualized in one case, so that should constitute the fulfillment of the requirement of iser being indicted with alcohol. That's how we discuss it. But now, by get, there is aloche that the chotzer is only effective in tamyat. By chotzer is only effective in tamyat. Now, what's the pshat? By the yamiyat. So the male, it has to be done with the other. So in order that the chotzer should become it, the get, she has to be smuchol. Now there is a machlekes v'shem. What does smuchol mean? Some v'shem say that smuchol means that the baal chotzer has to stand inside the chotzer. Other v'shem say that it's not necessary that the Balach Chotzer should stand inside the Chotzer. If the Balach Chotzer stands outside the Chotzer and he watches it personally, even though he doesn't stand inside the Chotzer, so it's also the Machlokes v'Shem. The Beis Yosef in Tur mentions both sheets. Now, what's the Machlokes? What's the Machlokes? Now, there is a Machlokes in the Gemara Nazirei between Rabbi Yishai and Yehuda. So in other words, if the husband, the Mishnah said, if the husband throws the get into her house and she is in the house, so she's the gracious. Omar Ehu, she will medes bitzak beiso bitzak chatzero. Rabbi Shoma, afilu hi bitvarye, v'chatzero bitzipere, hi bitzipere, v'chatzero bitvarye, migrashis. The Mishnah spells it out. He b'sir beisu b'sir chatzir. Oh, horikoma. Vehi kimishe b'sir beisu. Vehi kimishe b'sir chatzir. Vehi lechotza mishtameres l'daito, he misgareshes. Vehi lechotza mishtameres l'daito, he is misgareshes. So when you walk, we forget the mouse of the chotza mishinyot in Israel, the mouse of the chotza mishinyot in Israel. Voi dikuma, the chotza mishinyot in Israel. Mouse of the kiyodo, bayodo b'sibucha, chatzir b'sibucha. Vidor, I mayodo vidvuko, a chatziro vidvuko, elokiyodo, mayodo mishameres l'daito, a chatziro mishameres l'daito, lafuke chotza mishameres l'daito. So there is a machlekes, that's why we say that there is a requirement that the ishe has to stand in pisara chotza. But it's why mayodo bismucholo, a chatziro bismucholo. But according to Rabbi Ishe, there is no such alfuse. But according to Rabbi Ishe, alfuse is mayodo mishtameya. So if the get, according to Rabbi Ishe, if the Baal throws the get into the chotzer of the Isha, and the chotzer of the Isha is exposed to all kinds of trespasses, so then she's not migrashes, because Mayodo Hamishtameres Lidaito, Chatzir Hamishtameres. But if it has no fence, no wall, nothing, anybody, any trespasser can with impunity get into the Chotzer and do whatever he wants, so it's not a Chotzer Hamishtameres Lidaito. So then she's not Misgareshes even according to Ravesh. But if the Chotzer is God, because it has barbed wire, it has a wall, or because there are many guards who stand and watch over the chotzer, but the Isha herself does not stand near the chotzer, so then Rabbi Isha said she is midrashis. And Ure says she is not midrashis. So, according to Rabbi Isha, the only requirement by chotzer is that she should be mishtameres, redaita. And it doesn't. And according to Ule, there is a requirement that it has to be smucho. So the question is, what does it mean, smucho? Does smucho represent a certain type of ishtameres? In other words, even if you have barbed wire, or if you have a wall, and no trespasser can come in. But, so it is ishtamer by the body, by the ishtam, but it's not ishtameres through the personal watching by the ishtam. So according to Rabbi Ishe, it's all right. According to Ule, she has to be standing. Why does she have to be standing? Because it's also a loche of Mishtameres Lidaito. But Mishtameres Lidaito implies, according to Ule, Mayodo. So it's Mucholo. And it's always under the personal control of the Balayat. Not that the Balayat engages a nurse and to watch over his head. So here Chotza too. So it's not enough that it is Mishtameya indirectly, because the Bala Chotza set up a fence or he engaged guards to watch. But it has to be watched personally by the Bala Chotza. So how can it be watched personally? Only if the Bala Chotza stands there. So those Rishayim who say that it is enough if the Balachotza stands outside of the Chotza. They hold that it's not a requirement of smucholo per se, during the yodo. It's only a requirement that it has to be mishtaveh personally by the Balachotza. So the name doesn't make any difference whether the Balachotza in person watches it by standing inside the Chotza, or he watches it in person by standing outside the Chotza. But those Rishayim will say that if the Isha stands, but she stands 1 inch outside the limits of the Chotza, not inside the Chotza, so it's no good, because it's not going to be Yodo. They hold that the Yalfuse of my Yodo be Smucholo implies that it has to be Smucholo per se, not it has to be Smucholo in order that it should be watched in person by the Balachotza. So in Mele, if we say, like the Rishayim, that Smucholo does not mean Dakke, that it should stand, the Isha should stand inside the Chotza, but it can stand outside the Chotza too. So what's the significance of standing outside the Chotza? So what difference does it make whether the Isha doesn't stand outside the Chotza or the Isha stands outside the Chotza? The answer is this: if the Isha doesn't stand outside the Chotza, even though the Chotza is watched, but it's not watched in person by the Isha, and it has to be doing the Yodo just as the Yad is under control of the person, the personal supervision of the person, not indirect Shimon. So Chotza too, in order to be doing the Yodo, it must be watched personally by the Balachotza. How can that be realized? If the Balachotza stands inside the Chotza and watches it in person, or outside the Chotza watches it in person. So if we'll say the Teisa Shite is like the Rishayim, that the Aloha of Smuchalo is not a requirement per se, but it's a requirement of being Mishtameya Lidaito and personal. In person. By the prayer, the Shibo has to be given in person, not by engaging others to watch, or by erecting a fence. So Mimele, the Pshat in Teisves is this. Teisves says that Chotzer is never capable of being, of taking effect Balkocho, because if the Ishe wants to stop the Gerashim, she can stop it. How can she stop it if it's a Hasir or she's in Yerachim? She can be Mavkiret. So I'm curious, how about the Chotzer of Itanom? So she cannot be Mavkiret. But suppose, since there is a requirement that it has to be smucho lechatzir, and she has to stand, and according to some Rishayim, what does it mean she has to stand? She has to watch it in person. Suppose the Ktano says, I abandon this Chotzer. Even if she stands there, and she says, I abandon the Chotzer, I am Mavkiret. So true, the Hefker is not Chal, but it's still abandoned. So you cannot say that it's watched by the coming person. If she says she doesn't care, anybody can come in. So the male, it's not the miryodo. So what difference does it make whether she can be masculine on the basis of healthcare as such, or she can prevent the effectiveness of the geirashin by abandoning the chotzer. So if the ktane, if she says she is mafke the chotzer, so too the hefker is not chal, but it's abandoned chotzer, so it's not mishtameres l'daito in any way. So mele, it's less of alkocho. So chotzer is never less of alkocho. Even if it's a chaseo sheo yisofinu lachem, and even if the chotzer is a chotzer of ktano, where the hefker as such is not chal, but still, she can prevent the gerush. So mainly it's less about God. Alright. Shekhinot mitabit yet mitabit about Korcho vafiru about Korcho shalom mizgareshes kishenei sei vori about Korcho kilimuchav the way he dush. So Teisu says that the north can be recovered yet will be diktano not only Baal Korcho of the diktano of the bas, even if the get is thrown into the hands of the Ab. Baal Korcho of the Ab himself, it is also affected. Why does Teisu put this out? Because if a father could be recovered yet will be diktano Baal Korcho of the bas, but not Baal Korcho of the Ab, so then the kavole by the father would not be a case of ise bal kocho. In order to be a case of ise bal kocho, so the ktano must be capable of being divorced even when it's against the consent of the father. Not only when it's against the consent of the bas. ואפילו בעל כוחו של אב מתגרש, כי שנעיס לבעל כוחו, כי נמוך אבדר בגלי קדושי, דומה קדושי נדע סוביו, קדושי נדע סוביו והיא, גרש של בעל כוחו בעילי בנוביו, פירוש, כי ואין לי בעל כוחו של אב מתגרש, יחי לא היא ויקד מקומיו, ויחי פירוש של תיקון, ואידם בין הוסום, נער ומהו שתעשה שניח, ויקד אותו מיד בעלו, כי יד אוביו דמיה, וכי חוצר אוביו דמיה, so the more Ezra Baye, whether Naro can appoint somebody else as their shliach to be mikabel get. Now, the Rabbonim of Chabuda say that bein hi bein avio yechiru mikabel get. So the question is, only she herself can be mikabel get. Oh, but she cannot appoint somebody else as a shliach, or she can appoint someone as a shliach too. So, ki yad ovi odamye, oi ki chotzer, ovi odamye. So if we say ki yad ovi odamye, so then just the father can appoint someone in the shliach, so she can also appoint someone in the shliach. But if we say ki chotzer ovi odamye, the chotzer cannot appoint someone in the shliach, so she cannot appoint someone in the shliach either. Mash vada ovi chotzer ovi o, mitgaresh esho ni baite. So there is one alternative in the Gemara, it's a baye, that she is like chotzer ovi o. And so it's a raya, and since so much for the chetzer of Yom is gareshes midaite, k'mo yishihi mikata rishon midaite, afilu yichotzer of Yom. So in other words, Stasis is pointing out that a father can, that gereshin, that shriach itabore is ise bal kocho, bein bal kocho of the bas, and bein bal kocho of that. Alright, ala ole shon zayt, Bishlim yadevet. We have shown mitzi. So the Machshim and Gemore did not yet know that there is a psul of mechusat tzitzit. So the middle of the Machshim assumed that why does the Mishnah say al holish al yachalevet? Because he's not allowed to cut off the hand of the Eved. But why does the Mishnah say al keresh al poro v'neisle es haporo? There is no iser in cutting off the horn of the poro. So in the Mele, why does the Mishnah require that he must give away the whole poro to the Isha? Let him cut off the horn. Allora c'è un sopporto del Silo Israele, io ma ho, di cosa non so, mi sono accusato di Silo Israele, io se sei un accusato di Silo Israele, capisci, sa, lui è Or if it's an echo, you cannot try to get the contra misagi. We have one on, Iksiv bein sefer kitambe. Hashbir siv sefer, so we don't, we are not mimai dovosh, dovar echo, dovashim dovachayim, but we only deduce from that the aloha of Sfiras Lori. The aloha of Sfiras Lori. So how is Rashi explained that? Hashbir siv sefer reizom, because of Sfiras Divrechvises. So the Rambam says that a sort of in Kaminatera. So in the issue is Garish is all the Xavs, the idea of Xavs, and when you forget, the sword, when you come again, not here. Very way. So in Garish, point number one. So in Garish, you show the same thing. Point number two. You see Garish, the Xavs, the Marache, point number three. You see Yi, in the Xavs, the Dio Shavi Sio Mikione. Point number four. You see Yi, Yone, the Marches, the Odino. So point number three and point number four appear to be the same. But they are two, they represent two different types of priests. Point number four has reference to the type of chrysus that is a certain diminution in the total separation between the husband and wife. Let's say Ariadne Gresh's national table will be on the table. So then she's not in Gresh's because the Yoni is not the one that has been in the law. The way he divorced her, so there is no full separation between them. But point number three is descriptive of a different type of chrysus. She in Aksav, she kirsha, we say on Kione, that the text of the get should consist of clear and unambiguous language. In other words, if the text of the get has a certain ambiguity, so then the get is no get. That's the reason why, according to Rav Yehuda, even if he writes in the get, I have to tell for Lodom, but if he didn't, why we do the Rochanoye, so it's not in Russia. Why? Because if he doesn't write the Dei Rochanoye, so it's not explicitly spelled out that she is to become divorced with this document. Maybe she is become divorced by all fight. So, and the Rabbonu Lachemek, because they hold that even without spelling out Vidin Demachinoye, it's already sufficiently unambiguous and clear. But everybody is made it, that if a get contains ambiguous language, even though we know what it meant, but if on its face there is an ambiguity, so then she's not in precious. And because of that, according to the Rambam and the Rishemi, if a get does not contain the shameless of the Baal and the Isha, so she's not in precious. If the get does not contain the shameless of the Baal and the Isha, so she's not in precious. Alright, so this is the Aloha of Sfiras Dvorim, and this is what Rashi says. Ein zuelo, because of Sfiras Dvorim, Chris is Alkoma de Boyo Lichtei. Virabonon, Virabonon, Iksi, we say that the Kram Rashi, the Sifse, we say that the Virabonon, how because of my heart, the way, mi Boyo Lei, we see the Migareshes, we see the Migareshes, we see the Migareshes, Sao, the Chaminas, we see the Avai, Ma, Avai, we see the Migareshes, we see the Migareshes, Vidoch, and Rabbi Isaac Lili, Nafto le misiva krisu, seva kirso vi dobracha kirso. Vi idoch, mi boyerei, dobra kirso vi no bino, ki tanga mi zivita ma shuti shiayu, ma shuti oto biso me boyerom, en zi krisis, ashto shi ima rizi krisis. Vi idoch, mi kores krisis. So, vi idoch, kores krisis lo idaj. Now, let's see the thesis. Yotze ze she bechusak sivu ekcisi. Pirish Rabbi Shmuel, davtiv bale chayu, oidim chuba li karaki. שאי גדול מגבולי, חושב מחוסק ציצי. ותראי לה, ובסום מוכיף לגבי ורובה, כשקוסרי הרובה שרוצה סנוק, ורובה גוז השם הוא ניקטן, אבל כשאין לי נוקוף, מה השמע אפילו ניקטן קוסרי? So, the shita of the Rashbam is, the shita of Rabbi Yosef, the Rashbam is, that this halacha of Mechusa Ktzitze applies only to something that requires a Ktzitze from Mechuper, or from a Balcha, like our Keren Shopor. So he, let's say, he wrote the get on the horn of the Torah, and then after the Ksive, before the Messine, he cut off the horn and gave that horn on which a get was inscribed to the Isha, so it's no good. Why? Because between the Ksive and the Messine, a Ktzitze intervened. And that Ktzitze was a Ktzitze from the Volchai. So Volchai is like a Yechuber. So whenever it is less, whenever a Ktzitze from Yechuber or from Volchai, from the Volchai intervenes, then the get is possible. Masha'inke, if you write a get on a big cloth, let's say a big cloth, let's say the cloth is as big, let's say, as this table, and then he wrote the get on top of that cloth, and after he finished writing the get, so he cut off the lower portion of the cloth, and the upper portion he gave to the Isha, so then it's a good get. Because since it wasn't mechutzeh aktzitze from mechuber or from balechai, so it's not possible. Pirush hamishmudat balechai mechuber kashen from yedule choshim mechutzeh aktzitze. V'tei dadi b'sof mochif l'dabai l'rove kishegoz v'alor l'shor tisnogu l'rove goz ha'shem l'yikten. There is a machlekes at the end of this omed between abai and rove. Suppose he wrote to get, is it all right to write the get and leave? We have to do it also to write it. Why? Because we are gazing if we allow him to write the get and leave of another sloku, so before he hands over to get to the Isha, he'll cut off that leaf. And then it will be possible because the Ktzitze intervened between the Ksive of the get and the Nisine. So, Rove in Abai is not Kenshish. Maybe he'll cut off the leaf. Because we can assume that he will not cut off the leaf. He'll just give the whole Otzitz to the Isha. So Rabbi mentions that it's also a lechatchila to write the get on a leaf. But not in chain or book, it's all right, even according to Rabbi. But if the psul of Mechusat Tzitzit applies even to Dorotorush, so what if she, if we are change, lest you cut off the leaf, so Rabbi should ask her, writing again, to write again, and the information of also, because of the possibility, he'll cut off that to him. The answer is, that's like on board, so then the get doesn't become possible. But when the get becomes possible, if he cuts off, what is local? So then we'll be getting from the whole bear. The Rabbi calls Hashem a Yikta, which is not Kumash Avu Yikten Kosher, V'chei Pirush Rav Rav Shmai Yufirushei, V'im Kosov Get Bikwad, also agrees with Rashba, V'im Kosov Get Bikwad Bot Vakim Chotchen, if he's a Kosher, U'mai Zoi Yub Mei Arad Bitzol, Rav Nachem Upostel, he was Chelik on Rashba, V'nech Rekol Of Dila Deir, U'bahak Pesel, the Shid Rav Lachet Dila Sees, that the Pesul of Mechusak Tzitzeh, twice, even, to a Ktzitze from the Batonish. So in other words, if you write again, and you have gone. And then you cut off a substantial portion of the cloud, and you give the written piece. You give to the Isha, so it's no good, according to that. And there's a sheet of Rabbi Tam too. We think Rabbi Tam will make me, Now Rabbi Tam, just as the Rashbam mentions the Raya from the Gemara further, so Rabbi Tam also mentions the Raya from the Gemara further. V'chei Rabbi Tam yamach miya, midikol mavik besomuch, koshri al cheresh o tisnokuf, koshya, dishokle v'yoyim lei, dishokle v'yoyim lei. So even Rabbi, who says that it's osa to write to get, and in all of it is not cool, but on the cheres, and the earthenware of the earth is not cool, so you can write it. Why? Because he can give the whole otit he can give to the mission. He can give the whole otit he can give to the mission. So why? So Robin mentions because he can turn hand over the whole otit. Why does he have to hand over the whole otis? After all, even in otis nokuf, so what is considered mechubah? The leaves, the plants that grow are considered mechubah. But the pot itself is not considered mechubah. The leaves, that's the more further. That as far as the zroyim in otis nokuf are concerned, so what kinyan has to be realized in them in order to acquire title in them? Chazoke, but as far as the otis itself is concerned, what kinyan has to be realized in it? Mishicha. So we see that even in otis nokuf, so the plant is considered mechubah by virtue of the fact that it draws its unique sustenance from the soil beneath, but the otis itself, the kinyan itself, is considered tomush. So it's a remarkable situation. That the kele contains a plant. The plant itself is mechubah, and the kele that contains the plant, the zroi, is considered tomush. But that's a gemara for ashes. So the mele, the question arises, according to the Rashbam, that there is no halacha of mechusat tzitzit, ligabi tomush. So why does the gemara say that everybody is made? That one can write the get and the otis itself and otis nokuf itself because he can give her, he can hand over to the isha the otis itself. But why does he have to hand over the whole otis? All he has to do is to cut off that piece of the otis on which the get, the text of the get is written. So it's a raya that even if you that in the case where he writes the get and the otzit, and then he cuts off that piece of the otzit and he gives it to the isha, so he gets this possible. Because the tzitze from the torish intervened between the ksil and the sin. That's contrary to the sheet of the Rashbam. The chayim of Tawai Mahmoud comes over from the source, not Moshe, which is probably on the way. Vodul Ponikali Robe Mishum Yulekali Mikzar Shemoni. So the question is, why doesn't Robe say to the contrary? Just as he is gazing, gabe kosvi alove, so he should be gazing. Gabe kosa alotis itself, we should be letting mikvashem in the otis. In the rechli shevle, we can show power in gazin shem in mikzes. In the rechli kotzit, we dafke bol gazin shem in mikzes. We love dafke no ketole shem otis no kyu. So then, as far as the rayot of mishmu is concerned, because here it says, that the Rebbe says, one is not allowed to write animal of its snorkel. The implication being animal of the Notishane snorkel, he is allowed. But Monifsha, if it's not permitted to write animal of its snorkel, because of the Choshe, then we'll cut it off. And so the Melee should be also to write animal of Notishane snorkel also, according to Rabbi Tam. So the answer is, according to Rabbi, it's also to write the get, and then all of its snorkel, it's also to write the get, and all of its snorkel also. So why does he mention that it's also a right and all of us knuckle? Well, I'm not going to get all of us knuckle. Do I think she's a knuckle? And she's going to put it up by an act that I feel a knuckle match. They didn't really, he was started in the initial case, I guess she was found all of us knuckle, but she has a lot of it, or you got both a cold man show in Costco, you need us all, כדאי לנו בסמו מוח אבל זרום בלוצית ויקונו עד שיעזי בזול אבל כשחסות זו יקונו דעקת איך שמחבור עם שעס משיחה נאו חמדיס דייס וסיצון זה ראי אגן וקצייס תעשו לי ראי אגן וקצייס because according to the sense that Gerashi does not even require that the Isha should do a Kinyan in the get should be Kinyan the paper and who is the get is written the parchment. All that is necessary is that there should be a physical delivery. So why does that he say that if if, let's say, the husband wrote a get on the leaf of an otzis nogel. The leaf of an otzis nogel is in the chumah likaraka. So then, and then, let's say, here is the otzis nogel, and this is the leaf of the otzis nogel. And the husband wrote the get on the leaf of the otzis nogel. So then he hands over the whole otzis nogel into the hand of the Isha, and the Isha takes it into her hand. She's not mugarashis. Unless when she picks up when she takes the otzis nogel from the hand of the Baal, she interrupts the yinike from the soil. But if she takes it into her hand, if the husband hands over the otzis into her hand, and let's say suppose that the yinike still continues because her hand is open, let's say the fingers are spread out, and then as the husband puts the whole otzis nogel on her hand, so her fingers are spread out, and the soil continue to draw yinike from the soil beneath, she's not mugarashis. So if we say not like the taste, that nisinik rebe is not enough, that there are two requirements, two ingredients in great relation. One is that there should be a visible delivery, a handing over of the get from your day to your door. And two, that she should make him a kingdom, a sphere in the get. So then we understand that it's our head, because she has to make him a kingdom. What kind of a kingdom? So an ordinary get, a get that is written on paper, is it alkaline. So Hakboi is alright, Yad is alright, everything. But in Kakoyes, Hakboi is no kingdom, Shechei is no kingdom, Yad is no kingdom, only Hazoki is a kingdom. So the main way, if the husband hand puts the otzis nogel into the hand of the Isha, and the yinike is not interrupted, so then, too, the requirement of the physical delivery was fulfilled, was realized, but the requirement of the mice spinning the head was not realized. What kinyan? Yad is no kinyan in Kakoyes. Yad is only kinyan in Talmud. So that's why the Rebbe requires that when he hands it over, the otzis nogel, into the hand of the Isha, he has to do it in such a way so as to interrupt the divinity. So then it will become totally. So then the kinyan is the kinyan of Yad, because Yad is a mice kinyan in the totally. But the yinike is not interrupted, so it's still the chumah likaraka, and Yad is no mice kinyan in Kakoyes. Hakboi and Mishicha Yad is no mice kinyan in Kakoyes. So it's a raya against the Xenis. So he says, "Great in the living star of the Isha Tales, I get you for some more shorts, no punch, or sort of my boss. Come, my short for seeing the Zoe. Did I believe in some of the Hamas or in my lord's free for a child to be Zoe? I will be sure to put on it, I can't achieve the Kubon and Shas Mishir. The old Marshal Abai, you should be shocked on the Oivo, Hired the Jose in Mokim Ship, his second, he has orchids. The Hashtag of the Busetway, the Marshal Abai, what is not on the Gazinon, the Oivo, because I need to go to the Oivo. That even Ktitze from Tolush is considered Mechusav Tzitze. The Choshi, before this Adam, offering him Dachas, Mechusav Plishe, Kvitze, Usreite. Now, the Aloche by Yom Dachas, let's call Shmolo Tisri. So the Aloche is that wants that Bez Nagodu is gave me the din of the year as in Ram Dachas, and the Shem Ram Dachas is Chalamir, then the Jews have to gather all the property, all the chattels of that city, to gather it and to burn it. So the Gemara says that the soil of the Ram Dachas does not have to be burned, because in order to realize this right, it's not enough to gather. In order to realize this faith and all the chapels and all the property of the Yandachas, so all you have to do is just together to be Kalites, that's all. But in order to realize this faith and the sin of the Yandachas, so that requires something in addition to gathering. It requires Ksitze. You have to block out the clouds of earth. First, So the Torah says, as also it is revealed, only that which requires just kibbutz, a collection, a gathering. But as far as the sand is concerned, so it requires ktitze kibbutz. So the more implies the concept of Mechusat Tzitzeh Migabi Send. Send is nothing for the Karate. Well, so one of the Terutzim of the Rashba and that Raya of Rabbi Tami is no. A Klal Gadol is not considered Mechuber. But Send that is Mechuber all the way in the Karka is considered Mechuber. So that comes with Mechusat Tzitzeh. That's the refutation by the Rashba of Rabbi Tam's Rai. But Rabbi Tam's Rai is the Israel of Yerushalayim Tam, the Rosh Hashanah Adam, Aver, the Rasim Kusat Nishe Kvitzu Yisrael, the Yitzhak Lechshav Mechuper, get the Klav Godmu Mechibur of Hanadachas. That's strange. I mean, as the Rashba says, after all, to pluck out clouds of earth from the Karka Elam, it involves much more of a tzitze than just cutting off a piece of paper or the platform. Oh, mechibur of that. The old choshev became unzobeyat mechusat lishe. But then one could say that there is a rayat reshit of the Rashbam from the Gemara in Nigmaradin in regard to clear. Now regarding the Nilavizore, so after the skill is, so they have to be mislalit, and the aloch is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that they cannot be mislal, and it's the chuper. They have to be. So now why? Because that is mechusak tzitze. So they couldn't we mention a raya? Couldn't we mention a raya to the shita of the Rashbam? To the shita of the Rashbam that when a kero is liutzo, is thrust in the karake. So that's not considered mechusak tzitze. Because if a kero that is liutzo in the karake would be considered. Would be considered a mechusak tzitze, so then Tliya couldn't be realized even al gabi kilo and mutsu bikarake, and the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Tliya can be realized and a kilo and mutsu bikarake, so that's no rabbi. He says, ועוד מחוש בקירה נמצבר, מחוזת מי שתוי מלדים, מי שמחוש שפתי בו ניכר בכל היית. הוא אומר, but קציצה from a club godum is considered more of קציצה than the kero that is new to God. And Rabbi Tam, Davke, Yachtav, Mikol, Godu, Choshe, Mechus, Atzitze. Abul Chetich, Na, Gedor, Amuet, Mishe, Yisro, Yad, Peizze, Choshe, Behoche, Mechus, Atzitze. Ki, Lam, Bino, Mil, Gazi, Nizman, Yad, Nurei, Ben, Shita, Ben, Shita, Ben, Tim, Lutei, Ben, Mahu, Gaba, Yor, Shomi, Mashu, Atzor, Amuet, Lo, Choshe, Mechus, Atzitze. Oh, I do.
Sein Gitten Chof Dao Tzivon Hei Tov Shalom Tess, June 19th, 1979, on Tuesday.
series. So if, let's say, somebody will write a get on a branch of a tree, and then will cut off the branch and give it to the Isha, so the get will be brought in the right. But suppose someone will write a get on a tree, he'll engrave a whole get on a tree, and then he'll be marked the whole tree, he won't cut off the tree, he'll be marked the whole tree to the Isha. Will the get be good or not? So Yerushalmi says no. Yerushalmi says no. The Rashba mentions it. That's on this Gemara, just before the mission of the case in Chuvanikar. The Rashba says it on the mission itself. In case we mechuba likar, so it's aloche that you cannot write mechuba likar. Why? Because it's mechusar tzitzit. So that means that if you write on the branch of a tree and then you chop off the branch and you give it to the isha, so it's not good. But the Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba is midayik from the Rosh Hashanah. It says in case we mechuba likar. So the Rosh Hashanah implies that there is no yachetimtze, that one could write a get b'mchuga. But the question arises, suppose he writes a get on the tree, and he doesn't chop off the branch of the tree, he's marked the tree with the field, everything to the isha. So, if we are to say that in such a case the get would be kosher, so the loshin of the mission in case in mchuga v'karaka is improper. Because the Rosh Hashanah implies there is no way of writing a get b'mchuga. But so bishlei if the cutting off of the tree intervenes between the ksilim and the sinas, and then it's possible because of mechusar tzitzit. But suppose the cutting off of the tree does not intervene. So why should it be possible? So the Rashba says, on this mission, in case we mechuba likarke, kelema, dichshekeitzitz min hakarke havo mechusar tzitzit, ve'afilu yosel es hakarke posel, mishum dichsif sefer, ma sefer miyuchot shehu bitolush, af kol dovo shehu bitolush, ve'hochit asimot b'Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says that if somebody writes a get on karke, and then he is makne the whole karke to her, the whole karka to her, so then we could say that's the sine, because just as kosav get v'nosin b'chatzir roi v'kosav nishtamaton al chatzir rei, so it's considered the sine. Even though at the time when he put the get, he put it nis chotzer, but when he's makne the chotzer to the isha, so that's like being makne like the sine. So here too, he writes it on the tree and then he's marking the tree. He doesn't cut it off. So it should be considered in sinner too. So he mentions, so he's indicted from Rosh of Yerushalmi that it would be, from Rosh of the Mishnah it's possible. But then he mentions the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi mentions a special Rosh, the Chsiv Sefer, Ma Sefer Miyuchot, Shehu Bitolush, Af Kol Dovo Shehu Bitolush, Vehoche Gassim Lo Yerushalmi. The Afal Gav, the Big Gemara Amrin on Sefer Nisfirat Dvorim Ba'amud Ose, Rabbi Yitzi Darshins from Sefer, that it cannot be written on Baruch Chaim or on a Dvarich, but the Rabbonim don't Darsh Sefer that way, and they say Sefer is Nisfirat Sfirat Dvorim Ose, Sefer is Nisfirat Dvorim Ose, I Kosav, Ve Kosav Bi Sefer, Enoch Name, then we could Darsh. But since the Torah says because of Sefer, not Bein Sefer, so the Rabbanan say that the Pshat in because of Sefer Chrisus is Sviras Dvorim. So how can we deduce from this posik of Sefer that Bimchuga is no good? So he says, Mikomo came in the Afki Rosh Sefer, Komashmelon, the Sfira Bitolishbo. The Sfira Bitolishbo. The Yesh Mephoshim. Mishum Dixiv Nosam Yodo, Dobor Hanesim Yad Yad, the Hanitosh. So there are two Rishayas. Both Rishayas in the Rashba say that if someone writes a get and Karke, and he's marked the whole Karke, so the Psul of Mechusak Tzitze doesn't apply. The Psul of Mechusak Tzitze does not apply. So in Mele, it is the get is. Still the get is possible according to both things. But the question is, why is the get possible? So one question is because of it Roshe of Sefer Masid of Itorush Avkob Itorush, and even though the Gemara says that only Rabbi Yisi Darshis from Sefer, but Rabbon say Sefer is first Lorim, but still since the Torah formulated that way, so it implies two things. First of all, Sfiras Vorin, and also that it has to be Bitosh. So in other words, so according to that Loshin, the Rabbanan also Darshan from Sefer, that it is something. That, but Rabbi Yisrael really Darshan's that it has to be a Dobo Inon Eicha and Inon Balachai. The Rabbanan don't Darshan that, but they do Darshan that it has to be a Torush, not in Chuben. But the first Loshen doesn't explain it on the basis of Nisine. Why doesn't the first Loshen explain it on the basis of Nisine? The answer is, the first Loshen in the Rashba holds, just as in the case of Kosav Get, we know some Chatzirei, because of Shtamatone, Al Chatzirei. So his Migresh is, even though there was no Nisine, Miyodei Miyodo, because the get was originally, in the very outset, placed in his chotzer, that's his yacht, and then he was makne the chotzer to her. So it's considered nisine, because by being makne, the chotzer to her, it's like removing her, it's like removing his hand, and attaching it to her. So that's considered nisine. So here too, as far as, according to the first question in the Rashba, as far as Nisine is concerned, so it's like Kosaf Get Vinosa Machatzeirei because of Ishtamatoneo. So it's also considered Nisine. Because here too, she writes, he writes the Get and the Kav, and the tree. Then he is marked with the tree. So it's like Kosaf Get Vinosa Machatzeirei. So that's why the first Rosh in the Rashba has to resort to a special Rosh of the Yerushalmi. Now the second Rosh, says, no, Mishum Tichsi V'nosam V'yodei, Dovah Hanitam Yad L'yad, the Hanitosh. So according to the second Rosh, it's not on the basis of a special Rosh, but simply because Nisine is lacking. Why is Nisine lacking? Because he didn't give the get to her. So the question is, why is it considered because of get to know some chatzirei because of shtamatone or so then if it's considered in sinai, the answer is over there. So the get is mutal in his yad. The get is not part and parcel of the chotzer. The get is written on a piece of paper, on a piece of parchment, and that piece of parchment is mutal in his chotzer. That means it's mutl in his yad, chatzir tamyon is haboy. Then he's makni his chotzer to her. So in other words, he attaches, he removes his yad in which he gets his mutl, and he attaches that arm to her. I mean, it's analogous. Legally, it's the same thing. So that's considered nisine, because he attaches his yad, his heretofore yad, in which the get is placed to her group. So Miller is considering Sine. Mashenkin here, when he writes the get on the tree, so the get is not mutal on the tree. It is inscribed in the tree. So Miller, when he's marked with the tree, Sine is right. Yes?
Maybe the second question, just that the Rashi was about to mention the other Rashi, so.
Okay, but it's mashma from the Rashba that there are two Rishayas. In the first version of the Rashba, it's mashma that a mitzav nisine, so then it should be kosher. But the second version says that mitzav nisine, it's not kosher. So you understand very well the first version of the Rashba. because it appears to be analogous to the case of Kosav giving us Machatzera because of Shtamatonah. But the second Lashon apparently holds there is a difference. Over there, is yad. So then, when he's makne, he in effect, so that's considered misine. But here, the get is not mutl in his yad. It's not written as yet, it's inscribed. It's inscribed in his yad. It's inscribed in his yad. So in Mele, that's not considered missing. So in other words, if let's say, of course that's an inconceivable situation, but I'm just, in order to explain it, I mentioned, if let's say the Baal would write the get on a piece of paper, and then he'll put the piece of paper in his left hand, and then he will, he's a surgeon, he's a great surgeon, and then he'll remove the left hand, which has in it, place the get, which has in it the get, he'll remove it, and he'll attach it to the Ish's groove, then it will be easy. Then it's like Kosav, Shtamatono, Kosav, Get, Vinosim Hatzirin, because of Shtamatono. But suppose he will not try to get on a piece of paper, but he'll just be squalling. On his left hand, and then he's a surgeon, and he'll remove it, and he'll attach it to her roof. So then, according to the second Rosh, in the Rashbo, it will not work. When is it in the Sine, if Yamakne, the Chotzea, in which the get is placed? So that's considered the Sine and the get. But if the get is just inscribed in that Chotzea, and then he is makne the chotzer, so that's not considered. All right. Now we finished the long tesis. So that tesis mentions the machlekes between the Rashbam and Rav Netav. It's a very basic machlekes. Now there is halacha of mechusak tzitze. So the question is, suppose you write the get on a klav kor. And then you cut off the piece of paper on which the get was written. Is it possible or not? So the Rashbam says no. The union of mechusak tzitze applies only to something that is mechusak tzitze min amchuber or min balachai, b'roshei b'chiyes. But if it is mechusak tzitze from something that is completely inanimate. In other words, mechusak tzitze applies only to something that is animate, that has life. Whether animal life or vegetative life, something that has life. But if it is mechusak tzitze in something that is inanimate, that has no life, even if it requires hard work to cut it off. So then it's not possible. That's the shita of Rashbam. And the shita of the Rav Netav and the Bahagi is that it is possible. That it is possible in the rise. So then, Rav Netav mentions, the Rashbam mentions one raya, and the Rashbam mentions another raya, and then Tesva says that even according to Rav Netav, that mechusak tzitze applies even to something that is inanimate, so dav kenechtav mitklav godu choshe mechusak tzitze. Now, Now the question is this: Bishleim and the Gemara of Gazil is man. We understand the Rayman, because there the Gemara discusses the case where this man was making the get, and then the Isha before, the Isha, the Baal, not the Isha, the Baal, before the Nisine, he cut out that piece of paper on which this man was written. So the Gemara's kasha was, Mao Yil Chachom Yil Akamto. So the Gemara said, Ahane, that Lechatchile, they will not omit this man. So they did a kamach. So there is a machlekes, the Rambam, as to whether in such a case it is possible in the Rabbanon, or it's not possible in the Rabbanon, or it's not possible in the Rabbanon. But one thing is clear, that in the Raisa it's certainly kosher. Because otherwise the boy wouldn't test the kashe. Gazlin's man be yavrele, if that would be possible on the score of Mechusav Tzitzit. So that's the Raya, but it should be. If the halacha, and if according to Rabbi Tam, the halacha of Mechusak Tzitze applies even to a Dova Kotl, not only Glav Kotl, but even to a Dova Mued, so then, Gazil is Mambi Yavinalei, the Gemara should say, then they get his posel anyway. So what are you asking about Gazil is Mambi Yavinalei? Not only Gazil is Man, any piece of paper that he'll, small piece of paper that he'll cut out from the gate. So it's a Rayim for Eshes, that when he's getting it, a small piece of paper, liapesei, so then it's not possible. But then Tesis mentions another Rayim. Ben shita v'shita v'teim v'teim v'ma'u. Tavrayo shali, mashma v'dobov mu'et v'choshem v'chutzak tzitze. Now the question is this. The aloch of v'chutzak tzitze, when it does apply, let's say the Gabi Balachai, ala keren shal poh, but suppose he writes the get on the carriage of Paul and then he cuts off the horn and gives the horn to the Isha, then it's supposed to rise because it's a chusak tzitzi. But only if the tzitzi intervenes between the ksive and the nisine, then it's possible. But suppose he writes the get on the horn of the Paul, then he gives the whole part of the Isha. How can the nisine be realized? The Isha must be pretty strong to be recovered in the hands of Paul, but it means he puts the Paul in a chotza, and chatzirom tam yodisav. But suppose he writes the get on the horn of the Paul, and then he hands over the Paul into the chotza of the Isha, and after that the Isha decides to cut off the horn. She wants to keep the get as a raya. She doesn't want to keep a Paul in a room as a raya. So she doesn't mind keeping the horn. The horn is a small thing, but not the whole paw. So after the nisine, the misiras paw into her chotzer, she decides to cut off the horn. And the horn she puts in her pocketbook. Will that parcel the get? Of course not. Mechusak tzitze parcels the get only if the tzitze intervenes between the ksive and the nisine. But if the tzitze takes place after the Nisine, how can it be possible? So, Mimele, the Raya from Gazil Isman, the Yavinele, is a strong Raya. Because Gazil Isman means before the Nisine. The bound in it, before the Nisine. So, the Ktsitsa as a paper intervened between the Ktsitsa and the Nisine, and still it is good. So, it's a Raya, Dova Muet, Liapei, say, even according to Ramletam, does not come within the Psul of Mechuzak Tzitzit. But, Beshita, Leshita, Beteve, Leteve. So he gives it to her, an intact piece of paper, but he reserves for himself title in the paper, in the blank paper, in such a situation. So then the Baal is legally entitled after the Nisine to cut out the blank paper between one line and the other without cutting it into separate pieces, because it's more. So how does the psul of Mechusav Tzitzit apply? The Tzitzit takes place after the Nisine. He says that it's not that he wrote in the get, he wrote It's not that he wrote in the Get, he wrote Rishita the table, and before the Nesila he cut out the blank pieces of paper, and then he gave that after the blank pieces of paper Rishita Rishita were cut out, so he gave the Get that way. It means that the Get was a Get like any other Get, but at the time of the Sinai he said Rishita Rishita, and he gives it to her. So when the Isha gets it, she gets a perfect piece of paper, intact, without any piece being cut out. But after that, the Baal has the right to demand that he should cut out. So that Ksitze does not intervene between the Ksive and the Sine. So it's like the Ishe cutting off the horn of the paw after the Sine. So what kind of a guy is it? But I mean, it's inconceivable that Tesis didn't think of that. I mean, of course Tesis will agree that the Ksitze takes place after the Sine. So it's all right. Now, when we learn the Gemara, of Pichito Ishite, Beteiga Beteiva Mai, Gemara says Teiku, and the Gemara asks the Kashi, Beteipu Klein, Yisif Arachtam Arachmone, for the Shnaim, Shnesha Svorim, so the Gemara gives a terrace, let's rich at the Mura. So I mentioned Reb Chaim, Sami Pi Ashur, I mean it's not in the Sefer, Reb Chaim is a Kashi on this Gemara. Here the Gemara appears to be saying that the only reason is why you cannot write to get on two separate pieces of paper is because of his special Tzirasakosu, of Sefer Achot. But without the Xerza Koso, in all stories it should be possible. If you write, let's say, Shlamatot on one piece of paper, and then you write on one piece of paper, you write Hare Sodi Knuyo or Hare Sodi. Then another piece of paper, so you write Knuyo. And then he's Machtimeli. So it should be possible. Because it's not a shtar. The Agudah Seidim, the Chassidus Seidim has to relate to the everything that is stated in the text. If it is stated on one piece of paper, even though it's on both sides, on the two pages on both sides of the same sheet, and the Chassidus Seidim is on the other sheet, so okay, so that's alright. But if it's on two separate pieces of paper, so, and you have the Chassidus Seidim on the second sheet, so you have no Chassidus Seidim on the first sheet, and even with the same Eidim sign on the first sheet also, but there is no Tzil. So why do we have to resort to the Haloche of Lishnayim Ushleishas for him? So Reb Chaim says that the Teretz in Piyashmua, that in Ochanan, in Ligal, here the Gemore is saying a big Chiddush. Gemara says here, in the case of Harizik Gitech, Ve'Hanyor, Ben Shita Ve'Shita, Ben Tevo Ve'Tevo Shali, so then, if it's not Yure, so it's possible because of Sefer Echad Murachmur, Shnaim Shleish Esvarim. But here, at the time of Nesine, he doesn't give us two pieces of paper. Let's say, according to Havan of Gemara, that it wasn't Yure. So if it wasn't Yure, so then he's entitled to cut out mamish pieces of paper and convert the heretofore get that was originally on one unitary piece of paper into a number of pieces of paper. But that will be done later, after the Nesine. When does the Gershon take place? Bishaz and Nesine. Bishaz and Nesine, it's one unitary piece of paper. So why? How does the Gemara apply the Aloche of Sefer Echad Murachmur L'Shnayim U'Shleishas Svarim? So Reb Chaim answers the first kashe by giving a teretz on the second kashe. I mentioned it. In other words, because there is a special teretz also of Sefer Echad Murachmur L'Shnayim U'Shleishas Svarim. So the question is, to what situation does this teretz HaKosov apply? We cannot say that this Xeris HaKosov applies to the case where Imamish wrote Hariat Muteres on one piece of paper and Lucholodom on another piece of paper. In that case, we don't have to resort to Xeris HaKosov for foolish time for this one. That would be possible in all stories, because there is no Agudah Seidim. And the whole get There is Agora Seidim, I'm part of the get, and the separate Agora Seidim, another part of the get. That's not Ishtar. So in all Shtores it is possible. So the Xeros HaKosu of which time for the Svorim could not apply to the simple case of a get that is written on two separate pieces of paper. So the whole purpose of the Xeros HaKosu time for the Svorim is in regard to a case where Bishas Nisine is one unitary piece of paper, but it's aiming to be two pieces of paper. So if it is aiming to be two pieces of paper, if it is aiming to be two pieces, if it is aiming to be two pieces of paper, so then it is. The Xerzakosu of this Shnayim Shleishes Svarim applies. So in other words, what does this Xerzakosu apply? That here, by get, by all Shtores, so when is it possible the Shtar, if the Shtar, Bishas Ksive and Visine, is on two pieces of paper. If Bishas Ksive is a Shtar, the important thing is the Ksive. So if Bishas Ksive is a Shtar, is so it's on two separate pieces of paper. It's on two separate pieces of paper. But if Bishas Ksives Ashtar and Bishas Misines Ashtar, it's one unitary piece of paper, but it's aiming to be converted into two Svarim, then by all Shtores it's kosher. But by get, there is Xeros HaKosu of Mishnayim Mishleishes Svarim, even though Bishas Ksives and Bishas Misines, it was one Sefer, but it's aiming to be two Svarim. So it is possible. That's the whole purpose of the Xeros HaKosov. Otherwise, the whole Xeros HaKosov is futile. It serves no purpose. So by all stories it's possible. So now we can understand and we can give it targets on the first question. Why do we have to resort to a special posik? Enoch Aname, the special posik applies not to the ordinary case where Bishas Ksiv and Nisine is two separate stories. But where it applies to the case where Bishas Ksiv and Nisine is one Sefer, but it's aiming later on to be converted into Svarim. So it's also possible. So that's why the Gemara has to apply the Abaye of Rav Poppe to the case of Miure. So with this, we can answer with the Kasha that all the Nisikilim of the Shulchan Aruch raise against the Ramon. Now, in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, the Mechaba says, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Sif Alef, Yet She Kosher Al Yisura Anoye, Kosher. That's the price. That Yet She Kosher Al Yisura Anoye is Kosher. Then the Ramon says, Mi Hu Bidovo, She Tzorich Biyo Min Ha'elom, Vi Tzorich Sreife, Im Kosher Kolofa Get, is born. So when is it kosher? Because there are all kinds of Isur Anoye. There are Isur Anoye that do not require Sreif. Let's say Kosher B'cholof is Isur Anoye. Well, it doesn't require Sreif. But there are Isur Anoye, like Abi Zore, where there is a chiyuv of being Sreif for Abit Abdu. So the Ramo says, what kind of Isur Anoye is the get kosher if it's written on it? If it's Isur Anoye, that does not require Sreif. But if it is the kind of Isur Anoye, like Abed Zov, that requires Sreif, so then, since it's a made to Israel, so the male the get is bought. This is what the Ram says. And Haran Pil Vedi. So let's see what the Ram says. On our Gemara, our Keresh of Torah, I mean, it's really on Gemara below the Mishnah. I mean, after the Mishnah of Kosve al Keresh of Tisnoch. So that's right. So he says, Shom Chomitah, Kosve al Surah Noye Kosher, just before the Mishnah, just before it's the feud of Dalev, the feud of Dalev, the fourth one. Shom Chumitam, Kosva Yisraeloi Koshim, Bichol Yisraeloi Kam, V'af Agab Dertus, Emech Teshur, Eloir Paslom, Elo Bimide Dibo Yishio, Ki Sheva Mirule, Mi Yubei Yisoy Shetzrichem Yisbayim Leila, Liman Dio Makolei Mitu Yisrael Kisom Dom, Mashvav Lahav Yeh, Yichiman Dio Esnai Dom. So the Ram says, that those Yisraeloi, not Yisra'anoye like for some hollow that doesn't require sleep. Or let's say Yisra'anoye like chometz, according to the Rabbonim of Rabbiude. According to Rabbiude, chometz also requires sleep. But according to Rabbonim of Rabbiude, so it doesn't require sleep. So it doesn't require sleep. So, B'yiyu be'isom she'tzrichim nizbayam ne'elom, liman b'yom ha'koleim it w'yisrif kisor, dome, that's Rav Shimon, mashba v'havigeh, v'chman v'nizbaye dome. Because if we, according to Rav Shimon, that calling it is the Kisol Dome, so if somebody will write a get, an avrizore, and a piece of metal that is an avrizore, you'll describe the get. So then the get is no get. Why according to Rav Shimon? Because calling it is the Kisol Dome. Because calling it is the Kisol Dome. So Mimile, Kimandus Dome, it's like ashes. You have to write to get up on something, but if it is kisov dome, so the mele kman v'snaidom. But the question is this: what does it mean? I mean kman v'snaidom. Let's say aneshes b'mzias, it's impossible to write. It's impossible to write to get up on aneshes. But if one could write, let's say a get. And a small particle of ashes, the whole get, it's impossible. I mean, you could write the most, you could write one os and one particle of ashes. And so, but if it would be possible, why shouldn't it be the get? So what's the aloche? Dichman do makolei midris reif kisol dome. Mashmet lahavi get, dichman lis naira. So the pshat in the Ram must be the pshat Ram. So the Nesi Kelim raised the question again to Ramor. The Ramor mentions this din, but that is mentioned by the Ram. But the Ram says, "Limando hondo marcolim v'nisrei kisov dome. Limando marim v'nisrei v'skisov dome." So mimele, limando marcolim v'nisrei kisov dome. The implication being that according to the Rabbanan of Rav Shimon, that kolim v'nisrei lav kisov dome. So then the get is a good get, even if it was written on Avedizor. And but we don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass like Rabbonon. That calling it please with kisor, love kisor dami. And so why does Ramo pass in the din? There's the kashi, the bishmuel, the chalkas mechiki, the tals. Raise against Ramo. But let's forget for a moment Ramo. But we have to understand the Ran himself. The Ran says it alim the Rav Shimon. The Ran. Only alim the Rav Shimon. But the question is, even alim the Rav Shimon, why did they get no get? Why? Because if it is kisov dome, kimandless naidom. So it's considered as if it had been burned already. Now suppose it had been burned, and it had been reduced into ashes, and if it would physically be possible to write a get on a piece of ashes, wouldn't it be good? Why shouldn't it be good? So the pshat is, because if we say, koleim et lisret kisov dome, so then, it's considered as if it had been burned. Now, how would it look when it's burned, when the get is burned? It wouldn't be one unitary piece. It would consist of a number of pieces of ashes, if you burn it. So it wouldn't be good, because there is a zarsakosu, sefer echad amar rachmone, v'lishnayim ushleishesvon. V'lishnayim ushleishesvon. So the mele, it's possible. So it's possible on the basis of Lishnai Mishleishes. But the Ran Shiti is only out with the Rav Shimon. So apparently from the Ran, it's mashma not like Rav Chaim. From the Ran, it's mashma not like Rav Chaim. Because the Rav Chaim says that by all shtores, it is possible. And he says, not only if it is becomes a shtar for the sin, but even if it is to become a shtar for the sin, so why should it be possible? Bishloime, if it is to become shtar for the sin, and then only the sin, so then we can understand this war of Reb Chaim. Understand very well, so it's a double portion. It's mistaken. I'm not saying that Reb Chaim is not right. But in regard to the case where it is, it becomes a shtarf weder sine, some mele, if you write, let's say, part of the shtamatone on one piece of paper, and the other part of the shtamatone on another piece of paper, so if you weder sine sign on the second sheet only, so of course the first sheet has no sine. And even if weder sine sign the names on both sheets, but there is no tzil, just because you staple them together later on, I mean, but at the time of the chsime, so it was on two separate pieces of paper. So there is no chsime. But Reb Chaim says, suppose the get is a get for a mitzire. So then and both pieces of paper were handed over together, you folded them together, the two sheets. And they were getting, so even then it's not good by all stories. Why? Because there has to be one misire on the get. And if it's two separate pieces of paper, so it's two separate pieces. In other words, suppose he'll write the get on two separate pieces of paper, and first he'll hand over, in the presence of the misire, one piece of paper. After that, he'll hand over the other piece of paper. Then certainly it's not a good get, because there has to be one misire. So Reb Chaim says, if it's on two separate pieces of paper, even if the two pieces of paper are given together, so it's considered like two misires. But that's not such a double portion. So it seems to me that the Ram disagrees with Reb Chaim, and the Ram holds that the Gzeras HaKosuv, of Sefer Echad Rachmon Lishlam Shlishes Svorim applies to the simple case where the get was written on two separate pieces of paper, and where the get, let's say, it becomes a shtar for mid misirah. So then we don't have a problem. It doesn't have chsimes eidim. It doesn't have akode of the eidim of the chsim. But Reb Chaim says that even in such a case, without a special zakosof, it's possible. But that's not such a double portion. That is not, you can argue with that. So apparently the Ran holds no, that it, by Oshtores, where there is no Gzeres HaKosuv of Lishnayim Lishoshes Svorim, it would be kosher within Misirah. But only by Get it would be possible, even within Misirah, because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Lishnayim Lishoshes Svorim. So it's not as Reb Chaim says, that the whole purpose of the Gzeres HaKosuv is ligabe a case where b'mtzias it's not to svarim, but it's aimed to be converted into the svarim. Let's say like the case of b'nshito nishito. So the Ran holds, it's not like Reb Chaim. So mainly the Gzeres HaKosuv applies to the ordinary case. But the Ran says, according to Reb Shimon, that kol ha'imik lisrei v'skisom v'dome, then even though b'mtzias now it's not many pieces, but kol ha'imik lisrei v'skisom v'dome, it's considered like many pieces of ashes. So true, b'mtzias you can write a get on something that legally is not a unitary piece. Legally it's a multiple piece of paper. Because of the aloche of kol ha'imik lisrei v'skisom v'dome. But since according to Reb Shimon, there is aloche of kisov done, so mele the psul of lishnayim u'shlishes svarim according to Reb Shimon would apply according to Ram. But the Ramu apparently he does agree with the Ramu apparently agrees with the longness of Reb Chaim, and the Ramu holds. That the whole purpose of the Gzeres HaKosuv for Lishnayim Shlishes Svarim is ligabi case where it's only aimed to be Shnayim Shlishes Svarim. Because where it's mamish now, bishas ksive, bishas nisine, shnayim shlishes vorim, so then, by all stories it's possible. So the Ramu apparently does agree with the longness of Reb Chaim. So Mele, the whole purpose of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Sefer Echadom Rachmon Shnayim Shlishes Vorim is ligabi a case where it's only able to be Shnayim Shlishes Vorim, not where it's mamish now Shnayim Shlishes Vorim. Then without the Gzeres HaKosuv it's possible. So Mele, the Ramo says, so the Ramo was inspired to this aloche by the Ram, but he doesn't pass it like the Ram, you see. The Ram says only a limit Reb Shimon, and the Ramo holds no. Why does the Ram say that a limit Reb Shimon? A limit Reb Shimon, so it is possible because a limit Reb Shimon, so called limit district is all dome, so al pedin it's considered now. So it's considered now a shnayim shlishes vorim. It now causes vorim. Because of the aloche of Kol Yimitzis Gisoldome, but the Ramo apparently agrees with the longness of Reb Chaim that the whole purpose of the Gzeres HaKosuv is ligabi a case of Eimit to be Shnayim Shlishes Vorim. So Mele, even according to the Rabbonon don't say that Kol Yimitzis Gisoldome. But here we have a special Gzeres HaKosuv that if the get is Eimit to be Shnayim Shlishes Vorim, it's possible. So the Mele, if it requires Reipe, so Al Bedin it's aiming to be Shnayim Shlishes Vorim. So the Mele it is possible. Now, this Tesis, the Tesis mentions a Raya that even according to Rabbetan, so it is, but Dovah Mu'et does not come within the psul of Mechusaf Tzitzel, and the Raya is from the Shita Lishita, the Teva Leteva Ma'u. So the Shaila is in Chrises, the Shaila is in Sine, but it should be possible because of Mechusaf Tzitzel. So, not that it is any, I just mentioned all that as a dimyan. So, in other words, since here, when he gives the get and he says, Hanyo Shali, Bechita Lishite, Bechita Lishite, Shali, so then it is aimed to be Kotzos. Now, if it is aimed to be Kotzos, so Mele, it comes within the psul of Mechusak Tzitze, even though the actual Tzitze did not intervene with the Christian Sire. It really has nothing to do with everything I said, but I just mentioned another thing, because here it's not on the basis of Rishnayim or Rishloishas Vorim. Because here it's, the Gemara applies it to the case of Nure. The case of Nure, so Mele, it's not aiming to be Shnayim Shlishes Vorim. But I just mentioned all that, not that here it's on the basis of the same oneness. So the sheet of Tetris is the thing of Hanami. In general, so the psul of Mechusak Tzitze only applies to a case where the actual Tzitze intervenes between Tzitze and Tzitze. But if the actual Tzitze takes place after the Tzitze, so then it's not considered Mechusak Tzitze.